The head of the Environmental Protection Agency visited Long Island Friday to tout efforts to protect water quality in Long Island Sound. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin toured Oyster Bay Harbor and visited shellfish hatcheries. He praised local environmental groups and municipal governments for working together to improve oxygen levels in the sound.
It is a model for anyone anywhere else in this country trying to figure out how to fight for improved water quality.
His comments come amid criticism from state and local conservation groups on federal efforts to delay bans on chemical contamination in drinking water. Zeldin is a former U.S. representative for Eastern Long Island and a former gubernatorial candidate for New York. This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. This weekend's storm knocked out power for thousands in our region. A bill in New York would crack down on so-called surveillance pricing. Plus, classical chamber music comes to Suffolk. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Sudden powerful storms hit the region Saturday evening, knocking out power for thousands of residents. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
Severe thunderstorms brought down trees and branches across the north shore of Long Island, from the towns of Hempstead and Oyster Bay east to Huntington. PSEG Long Island says it worked through Sunday to restore power to about 12,000 customers. In Connecticut, wind gusts over 50 miles an hour brought down tree limbs in Wethersfield and Middletown. Eversource reported over 10,000 power outages, mostly in Stamford, Greenwich, and Norwalk. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
A new report is documenting how much progress Connecticut's state government has made when it comes to climate change. The New England News Collaborative's Anya Pinello has more.
Back in 2021, Governor Ned Lamont signed an executive order calling on state agencies to complete 23 actions to reduce the state's carbon emissions and adapt to climate change. Of those 23 actions, 13 have been completed, according to a report by the Connecticut Coalition for Climate Action. Charles Rothenberger is with Save the Sound, one of the organizations included in the coalition.
I think overall, it tells a positive story, demonstrates what can be accomplished when you sort of have a clear vision and decision makers that are empowered to take action.
The report lists the remaining 10 action items as some or no progress made. In a statement, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection said the agency is continuing to make progress. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Anya Pinello.
New York state lawmakers are cracking down on so-called surveillance pricing, the New York Public News Network's John Campbell reports.
The legislature voted to ban businesses from using algorithms to set prices based on a customer's personal data. State Senator Mike Gianaris is a Democrat from Queens. He says lawmakers are trying to regulate an emerging technology.
This is a particularly dangerous one and a creepy one where your personal data is being used to set a price specific to you.
The bill includes protections for customer loyalty programs, but grocery store owners say they don't go far enough and could put some programs in jeopardy. The vote came just before the legislature ended its annual session at the Capitol. Governor Hochul has until the end of the year to sign or veto the measure. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
A group of Stony Brook students are behind a Long Island classical music festival. A conversation on that is coming up. Connecticut environmental officials are investigating the apparent shooting of a black bear in Burlington over the weekend. The 200-pound animal was found on the side of a road, but conservation police don't believe that's actually where the animal was killed. Bear hunting in Connecticut is illegal, but a bear can be shot in self-defense or in defense of livestock with a special permit. Connecticut's longtime energy and environmental commissioner is stepping down. Katie Dykes will leave the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection in July, according to Governor Lamont. He credited her with spearheading renewable energy resources like offshore wind and keeping state parks open and functioning during the COVID-19 pandemic. Long Island's roadways will get $146 million from the state for upgrades. Work will start this month to repave sections of the LIE and Northern State Parkway and Sunrise Highway. Bridges on the Meadowbrook and Loop Parkways will get new concrete surfaces. The Spiritus Festival is a series of classical chamber music concerts in Suffolk County. It was started last year by graduate students in music at Stony Brook University. This year, they're adding to the season by engaging young listeners with performances in schools. WSHU music host Emily Boyer spoke with artistic director Eric Tsai about his early experiences with classical music and what it means to give back to the community.
You started playing music when you were young?
I did, yeah. So I started the violin when I was four. My dad is a pianist, and he was always playing music around the house himself on the piano and as well as recordings. So there was kind of always music just floating around when I was growing up. But I wanted to play the violin very badly, so my parents finally got me an instrument and started me on taking lessons when I was almost 5 years old.
Do you remember how you even knew what violin was when you were 4 or 5 years old?
I actually don't remember. I think the story that my parents told me was that a family friend came over and played for us in our living room. And that's my first exposure to the violin, the sound of the instrument.
So did you have the opportunity then to hear classical concerts?
As a kid, my dad would always take me and my siblings to the local orchestra. We would hear, you know, great soloists come in and play with the orchestra all the time. And as well as just great symphonies and other orchestral works.
It sounds like you were moved by seeing those concerts growing up, and now you're the one on stage. What does that mean to you now, say, when you give a concert for students?
I've done a lot of concerts, both in Taiwan, where I was over the pandemic, and also in throughout the U.S. It's just amazing to see the response on the students, their faces, and when they hear music for the first time in a live setting, or when they see instruments up close and personal. That's something that I think is really, really special.
Last year, you started Spiritus Festival with several other graduate students in music at Stony Brook University. What inspired you?
My dream for Spiritus at the beginning was that we would be able to provide world-class chamber music performances to the Three Village community during the summer season. During the summer season, I know that there is still a demand for great concerts that has not been fulfilled in the past. And so that's something that I wanted to see happen.
Mm. And why chamber music?
Chamber music is, in a sense, the heart of all music, in that it's about different voices and different roles colliding and interacting with each other to form this this conglomerate message, different people coming together to form a unified voice. Like for example, the Schoenberg Verklärte Nacht that we were performing on our last concert, I think that's just one of the most sublime and most beautiful and transcendent pieces of chamber music ever written. But at its core, it's all about this this interacting between different voices on stage and with each other. And I think that's it's what makes this so beautiful and so powerful.
There are moments in the day when you reach for something familiar, a trusted voice, a thoughtful story, music that helps the day feel a little more manageable. That's part of daily life here on WSHU. News you trust, music you love. Listen on the radio, online, on our free app, and of course, right here on the After All Things podcast. Thanks for being with me today. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.